Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community. Here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you caught up on all the news you should know about. Today, we check on three regional hospitals 3 months after they were purchased by a nonprofit. And a busy bridge in downtown Scranton is closed until the end of the year for upgrades. It's Wednesday, May 6th. Let's get you up to date. Let's start with that healthcare news. Tenor Health Foundation purchased the financially struggling Wilkes-Barre General Hospital, Regional Hospital in Scranton, and Moses Taylor Hospital from Community Health Systems in February. The hospitals retained their Commonwealth Health name. Now, 3 months later, executives are optimistic about the hospital's futures under the nonprofit's leadership. WVIA's Lydia McFarlane reports from Wilkes-Barre General Hospital.
Radha Savitala is Tenor's CEO, and she has a simple message to Northeast Pennsylvania as she reflects on the past 3 months of ownership.
The impact really has been to show that we are here for the long run.
The transition has focused on stabilization. Initial challenges involved staffing. Savitala says there was a high volume of resignations leading up to the sale and the weeks after it was finalized. Dr. Patrick Conaboy is Commonwealth's Vice President of Clinical Services and Quality.
About 80% have rescinded those resignations, and that's all the way from environmental services up through advanced cardiac services. And I think that says a lot about the leadership and that people want to be here and they want to stay. They were just tired. And now people are feeling energy again.
Short-term goals include recruitment and retention, especially in primary care. Savitala says infrastructure updates and investments are part of long-term planning, and Tenor plans to reinvigorate specialized services like obstetrics and cardiac care. Savitala wants to reassure the community about Tenor's commitment.
We wouldn't do this if we did not think that there was long-term stability for the region as well as across Tenor.
Now she says Tenor remains focused on the financial stability of the hospitals. In Wilkes-Barre, I'm Lydia McFarlane, WVIA News.
Thanks, Lydia. Find the full story at WVIA.org. Now, if you drive through downtown Scranton at all, you might want to listen up. A busy span in downtown Scranton will be closed from today until the end of 2026 for a $6 million rehabilitation project. WVIA's Roger Dupuy has the details.
The Linden Street Bridge between 7th and Mifflin Avenues crosses the Lackawanna River and Pennsylvania Northeast Regional Railroad Authority's tracks. The bridge, which is about 50 years old and carries 4,500 vehicles per day, is, quote, past its useful life, PennDOT spokeswoman Elizabeth Fabry said. Crews will rehabilitate its substructure and repair its deck and sidewalk. Pedestrian access will be maintained throughout the project, PennDOT officials said, while motor traffic will be detoured along 7th Avenue to Lackawanna Avenue. The project, which will primarily be paid for with federal funding, comes as Dunmore-based PennDOT Region 4 has a record $655 million in work planned for the six-county region this year. Roger Dupuy, WVIA News.
Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
ICE agents are cracking down on immigration enforcement nationwide and here in our neighborhoods, too. Join us for Keystone Edition, Immigration in NEPA, American Dream or Nightmare. We'll be discussing the topic with U.S. Representative Dan Muser, Lackawanna County Commissioner Bill Gaughan, and Scranton attorney Tracy Hubbard-Rentas, along with WVIA's own Boris Krauchenyuk. Be part of the studio audience Wednesday, May 6th at the WVIA studios in Pittston. Reserve your seat at wvia.org/events.
Welcome back. So it's a rainy day this Wednesday, making it a perfect time for some reading recommendations. Here's the latest edition of Bookmarks. Williamsport's historic Otto Bookstore recently opened its expanded space. It's the first time the store has expanded in more than 180 years in business. We stopped by the store's reopening reception to gather a few recommendations from the readers celebrating the store.
So I'm Catherine Nasberg. I'm the owner of the Otto Bookstore, and the book that I recommend is A City on Mars, which is by Kelly and Zach Wienersmith. It talks about whether, you know, the implications of what it means to settle in space, and what are the logistics of that, and should we actually go through with it? And it's a fascinating read because everybody talks about the grand adventure of settling Mars or having colonies on the moon without thinking about, yeah, but how do we build the toilets? How do we make the food? How do we really get there? And it was just a very humorous but still very fascinating look into all the logistics behind modern day space travel and even the legal implications of what it takes to get a settlement on Mars.
My name is Jolie Inarrarity. The book that I would recommend is Once Upon a Broken Heart by Stephanie Garber. It's a YA fantasy book about this girl who's just trying to figure out who she is in the world, but it's full of fae and magic and all of that. I've read the entire trilogy, and she's coming out with a new book in September, I think, and they're just absolutely whimsical and fun.
Hi, my name is Savannah Lorson. I'm the Marketing Development Director at the James B. Brown Library, and the book I'm recommending everyone to read is Brimstone by Callie Hart. I feel like she's a fantastic writer who writes romantasy fiction. It's a really good time, and you're going to be on the edge of the seat the whole time you're reading it.
My name's Doss Hill, and I'm a librarian at Lycoming College. My book recommendation is The Pretender by Joe Harkin, which is about two boys. One of them is a king, and one of them is a peasant boy, and they get switched. And it's a true story. It's historical fiction from the 1400s.
I'm Dr. Phoebe Wagner, and I teach English at Lycoming College, and I want to recommend The Saint of Bright Doors by Vandra Chandrasekhar. And it's a fantasy story, but it doesn't always feel like you're in a fantasy because there are still TVs, but also the main character doesn't have a shadow, and you go on his journey trying to kill his cult-leading father. The writing is so beautiful, and really, though, on top of that, there's a twist that you're not going to see coming that really made me want to go back and start the book over.
My name is James, and the book I'm recommending is What Are You Going Through by Sigrid Nunes. It's just a novel of a woman just going through her life and experiencing a lot of difficult hardship, particularly with losing a friend of hers in a very complicated way. And those are just books I've always taken a lot of comfort in. It's written in a way I haven't seen before, and I really recommend it if you are interested in like personal works like that.
My name is Olivia Tagliaferri. The book I recommend is called The Sex Life of Food by Bunny Crumpacker, and that is her real name. It is a marvelous book about food and love and other spicy things. So pick it up, you'll enjoy it.
That's all for this Otto Bookstore edition of Bookmarks. We'll get back on schedule on May 16th. It's Mental Health Awareness Month, and I'm still looking for your favorite stories that tackle mental health topics. Want to talk about a book you love? Email me at sarahcinto@wvia.org with bookmarks in the subject line. All right, one last thing for you today. We've got another Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA's Julie Sidoni.
In honor of America 250, Pennsylvania Postcards will focus on the people, places, and events that best commemorate this U.S. milestone and our Commonwealth's crucial role in it. Pittsburgh's Point State Park is a historical landmark in present day, located right where the city's three rivers meet. During the Revolutionary War, that land was the site of Fort Pitt. Fort Pitt was actually built by the French as Fort Duquesne during the French and Indian War years earlier. The British expanded it to become Fort Pitt. Although most of the action in the American Revolution happened in the eastern part of the state, Fort Pitt ended up playing a pivotal role by serving as the most western headquarters of the Continental Army. The fort itself is gone now, but the Fort Pitt Museum stands at Point State Park, ready to tell the tale of Western Pennsylvania's contributions to America's quest for independence. I'm Julie Sedoni. This is an America 250 Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA News.
So, how are we feeling? All caught up and ready for the day? Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for listening today. We're here every weekday, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.